The previous program was The Gary Knowles Show, heard Monday through Thursday. I'm sorry, Monday through Friday at noon. It is now 1 p.m. Stay tuned for The Positive Mind. Coming up.
Everybody, Kev O'Donoghue and Julian Joiello.
Hey there from the studio.
Back with you from the studio here on 57th Street and 6th Avenue with The Positive Mind. Bringing you ideas, concepts, and guests. Try and help you lead a more positively minded life. And we have a guest today. You do know her. She's been a long time participant here at The Positive Mind when Armand was going and now with us. We're so lucky to have her back. Brenda Shoshana is here. Hi, Brenda.
Hi. Great to be here.
Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi, yeah. Julian. Hi, Kevin.
So Brenda's written a bunch of books. The last time she was here, we talked about the anger diet and generally her releasing method. She does workshops called Freeing Ourselves and One Another, The Practice of Releasing. And today we are going to do it right here in the studio. We're going to do it. We did anger releasing the last time, and I believe this is like psychology in action. This is what is part of the healing process. This is a really terrific technique. And it was begun by a man named Lester Levinson.
Yes, correct.
And you studied with him.
I did, many years ago, yeah.
And he just created this tremendous package and gift.
The Sedona Method.
The Sedona Method.
Right.
And those of you who have been longtime listeners to The Positive Mind know the Sedona Method. On the archives, you can find that show and many shows, I think, on the Sedona Method. When he was at the end, Armand wanted to teach therapists how to do therapy, and the Sedona Method was one of the ideas that he was going to present to everybody. So we're going to do some releasing today. But first, we're going to give you some background. Let's talk a little bit about emotions, because you have a really great phrase. You are senior to your emotions. So say hello and and get us going.
Okay, well, it's so good to be here. Good to be here with Kevin.
And, yes, it's great to have you.
And with Julian. Wonderful to be with Julian, too. What Kevin is referring to in this statement, you're senior to your feelings and your emotions, it's when we talk about feelings, for the most part, they're like waves that come over us. They come, they go. But when they come, it's like we're a surfer. Most of the time, they're over our heads. And we're identified with them. We're lost in them. We actually allow the feeling to dictate our behavior, to dictate what we're going to do, what we're going to say. I mean, we're gone. Goodbye. It's the feeling speaking through us. I hate you. And if we're in dealing with road rage, it clouds our mind, our discriminator. That's a big part of the Sedona Method, the idea that feelings, which are just energy that come upon you, they cloud the mind, they close the discriminator, so you don't really see what's happening. Now, one of the big points that we made on these other shows is that you are senior to your feelings and to your thoughts, by the way. They're happening to you. They are not you.
Right.
But
I have some really good thoughts, and I want to make money off them.
Yeah, that's it. Well, some thoughts, but you know, when we release, we do get strong inspiration and clarity and insight. We don't become like a wet noodle, but they come not from the obsessive mind, which is fed by the feelings. They come from a different part of our being. So that's another point.
Yeah.
But I just want to stay on this one point. We are seniors. So when we get accosted by the feelings, we can have them leave.
Right.
And we can learn how to interact with them in a way that's productive for us, not productive for them. Because feelings mostly are bullies and liars. Mm-hmm. Remember, we made that point very strongly. Yes. They'll tell you things that are just not true, and you believe them because there's all this emotion. They're not. It's not true. So let's, when we become senior to them, we step back and we say, "Whoa, hello, nice to see you again." Yeah. But we don't let them run the show. So I was just gonna say,
I remember what you did last time, and you have to be very aware of how they come, when they come, why they're there. And then once you can kind of say, okay, this is a feeling, this is not me.
Exactly.
Then you can kind of step back. And
yeah, and that's exactly right. And that's a very good point. I remember, but we usually don't, when we're in the middle of it. I remember what you did last time, how you crashed my relationship and out of nowhere. But the important point also in the Sedona method, so we're doing a kind of a quick recap here. Mm-hmm. An important point is that one of the first things we do is that we welcome our feelings. Usually we want to push them away. Mm. We want to pretend they're not happening. Mm. We go into our head to justify them. We call up our best friend and we'll talk for hours telling stories. Do you know what he did to me? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And we make it very real and solid. Right. We take drugs and alcohol and everything else so we can numb them.
Yes.
And because they're painful and we don't know how to handle it. So if this was taught in kindergarten, it would be a different world. And little kids
totally
really
agree.
Get it too. We just don't know. It is scary when these big feelings come and we have no idea how to handle them. So in the Sedona process, in the Sedona method, what we do is step number one, we just welcome the feeling. Mm-hmm. Instead of letting it rattle us. Oh, look at that. I'm angry. Hi, anger. And we get quiet and we allow ourselves just to feel the feeling. Locate it in the body. Where am I feeling this? We always go into the body because it's too easy to spin off in the head. Yeah. The whole story.
Sure. Yeah.
That story wants to come. She said this, and I've got a right to be angry. And that was a whole other show we did. We did a whole show on this. I don't want to get off on that at the moment, but just want to.
Anger is delicious.
And for some people, it gives them a sense of power, strength. It gives them an identity. Blah.
Right.
There's many things. And we're attached
to
it.
And friends.
We're addicted to it. Otherwise, if I'm not angry, they'll step all over me. We have all these confused notions about it.
Yeah.
So but if you just try this, you like it. Try it, you like it. Once you taste this method, it's pretty hard to go back to hanging out with anger.
We can taste it.
Yeah, taste it. That's right. To really feel it. Taste it in your bones. Mm. Don't just dwell with this story we make up about it. Well, you know, this person, look what they said they'd call and they didn't call. And oh my God, what kind of a person doesn't call?
And just really quick, I wanted to give our phone number because we're going to be taking calls right after the break with Brenda here on the show on The Positive Mind. Call 212-757-5555 after 1:30, after our musical break, and we'll be taking your calls and kind of running through this technique on air with our lucky few that get through.
And we're not taking people's feelings away. I mean, I think people worry about
that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right? So
and Kevin's become very experienced.
Yeah, well, I've been to three or four workshops.
And he's great at it, and he's experienced a lot of benefits. So he's really a great releaser and a great friend. This is one of the things that happens. You know, when you start releasing, you become a friend to life itself.
Yes.
You become a friend rather than an opponent. I think that's a really nice way of putting it.
What I love about it, I have to say, is you get out of your head. It stops the analysis.
That's
Why did he do this? Why didn't I do that? Why shouldn't I get this?
Right.
Or, you know, it stops that. Let's get.
Yeah,
you
that's
know.
All nonsense. It goes nowhere. It's like a mosquito that keeps biting you over and over. Ouch! 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 And you don't know how to stop the mosquito from biting you.
Yeah, I see a lot of parallels between this and a lot of the acting workshops that I've done, because a lot of it focuses on getting out of your head, stop analyzing your feelings, and then a lot of the time it's a little more of a spotlight on you, but a lot of the time you stand in front of the group and they say, okay, where do you feel these feelings?
Exactly.
Where are they? I don't know. They're like in my shoulder. What color are they? Red.
Beautiful.
I don't know.
Gosh,
and I'm feeling it here and I don't know why. And it's like, that's okay. You don't have to know why. It just is a feeling.
That's exactly
Can you accept
right.
that feeling? Yes. Yes, is I can.
Is this the Stanislavski method?
I've done a bunch of different ones. I mean, it was sort of a mixture of Meisner and Stanislavski.
Wonderful.
Or the ones that I studied. But in general, I mean, I found a lot of my acting training, it's very, very therapeutic. As we've mentioned in our acting
That's right, the workshop that we will be doing.
That we're doing here.
That's right.
It contains a lot of parallels between really popular forms of new psychotherapy, and especially your sort of Zen way and releasing technique.
Same thing.
It matches a lot.
It matches really cool. a lot. And over the years in the Sedona method, when I studied, there were a lot of actors taking it a lot of and also getting very big roles. There's some very famous people who did the method. Oh, yeah. Right now, this Sedona method is being done all over the world because of the great need for it. There are many different teachers teaching it. Each has its own perspective and take on it. They're all equally good. It's not who's better. Yeah. They're all wonderful. Anyone who teaches this, the method is what's wonderful. So you learn it in different forms, different ways. And I highly recommend.
It's not complicated.
On YouTube, there are videos, by the way, that you can see a lot of different teachers, including listen to Lester Levinson himself talk about it. But I just want to go back to one point.
Yes.
So the basis of the method is, this is a very important point. It's not what happens that makes us angry or that hurts us.
Sure.
It's our reaction to it that hurts.
Yeah, of course.
So the person could say anything. That's not going to hurt us. What's going to hurt is our own pain or anger or sorrow or whatever response is evoked within ourselves.
Right.
So this method gives us the power or the ability to interact with the feeling, not with the person, but to interact with the feeling and let the feeling go. And you keep on letting it go, and it has different layers of different programs you let go. I mean, this is the tip of a very big iceberg, but you keep on letting it go. And rather than focus on the person getting revenge or saying your piece, you will say what's appropriate once you're released, but it will come out in a loving way so they could hear it, and you won't speak in a snap gun manner so that you, out of anger, which is often very harmful, and then you wish, oh my God, I wish I didn't say that.
So do you suggest this technique in the moment when something is hitting you? Like you're in the middle of a fight, an emotional outburst between you and your significant other, and then you say, okay, I need to think of what I heard on WBAI yesterday with Brenna Shoshana, which is the releasing technique, which we are about.
I would just put it a little. Yes, the answer to that is 100% yes, but I would go a little further. Not just remember what I said, because what I'm saying is just peripheral. Learn it. Take it. It's practice it. It's like learning how to ride a bike.
Yeah, and I have to
say, it takes time to make it your own.
The time that it really worked for me was when you were doing an exercise with me, and you had me do the releasing, and we're going to get to this control, security, approval, while we were doing it, engaged in another story.
You mean in the scenes that we do?
Yes, in the scene.
What we do in my workshops.
Yes.
We learn. The first is an introductory, where you just really learn how to release. You can also learn it by CDs, by the way. It's evolved, not mine, but other people have CDs online, which are very good. Larry Crane's very good. Hal Dwoskin's very good. There are CDs available. I like to do the intro in person. I'm very old-fashioned. I like to be face-to-face. But it's not absolutely necessary for everyone. But in these workshops at the end, we do role-playing, because I love that, given my history.
Yeah.
And I think, as Julian so beautifully said, we want to do it in action. So what we do is while we're in the scene of something that's really troubling us, the other person says what they say, and we learn how to release while we're listening, while we're there. It's a technique. It takes time. Like acting takes time to learn, like riding a bike, like swimming. It doesn't happen overnight. It took a while for it to really sink in. But it's a very good point that Julian made when he said, when you're in the middle of a fight, stop. If you can remember this tool, and just feel what you're feeling. Don't focus on the other person or the story about how bad they are or what they did. Just feel your own feeling and locate it in your body and really feel it, welcome it, rather than fight the feeling. Just by welcoming it, say, oh, hi. I sometimes say, oh, hi, here you are again. And I just just by saying, oh, hi, here you are again, that makes me senior to it. I'm not crushed in the middle of it. Mm. I'm interacting with it. And the feeling wants to be felt. It wants to be recognized. And then you can say, and then we sometimes open a little energetic door in the heart or wherever it is and allow the, okay, you can leave now. Thank you for sharing. You can leave now. Mm. And it leaves. Mm. It has to do what you say. And that's step number one. You allow the energy to leave. Now, another feeling might come up right underneath that. That's fine. We're loaded with these feelings. It's not like you're loose once or twice and it's over. This is a lifetime practice, like brushing your teeth. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't say, oh, I brushed my teeth last month.
Right. I did it once last month and then once right. earlier. I think it's working.
That, right, yeah. Exactly.
I think it's also important to say that the practice of this first step,
yeah,
allowing, welcoming, letting it get to its fullness.
Yes. Very important.
Also translate to good feelings also.
Yes.
So that when you have a good feeling, you're experienced at seeing it, welcoming it, letting it get full. And you don't necessarily have to release that.
Well, you do, actually.
We'll say more. I don't want to.
That's so good that you brought that up, Kevin. Yeah. That's great. Yeah, no, we want to cling on to the good feelings. Yeah. But when you don't, this is really one of the big beauties of this practice is you're letting go of clinging to everything. I only want happy moments. I don't want sad moments. But guess what? If you only want happy moments, you're going to just numb yourself to half of life. And you're going to be so upset when a sad one comes. Life has, we need to feel all the moments.
And sometimes it's quite satisfying and beautiful, and absolutely, happiness comes right after
sadness, a lot of the time,
for me at least.
Yes, me too. Mm. And when you know what's so beautiful? It's just being willing to feel whatever's there. Yeah. That's very beautiful. Even if you're feeling really sad and you actually really just let yourself feel it, what a beautiful moment that is. Because you're not rejecting it. You're not running away. You're not putting up this false persona, which is so like being in jail.
Yeah.
So I think living in a false persona is like living in jail, you know. So the happy feelings, Lester always said, let it go and see if it gets any better. And it does.
Yeah.
Let it go, because don't cling to anything.
So step one, just to clarify for everybody. So step one is to
welcome the
emotion
feeling.
Hits you, welcome it, feel it.
In the body.
Identify it, feel it in the body.
Yeah. Well, but you don't have to. Sometimes you can't identify.
Okay.
That's okay. That's a good point to identify. But sometimes people don't know. They don't have
a
word.
Really,
you don't have to. You don't have to. Just feel it. And feel where you're feeling it. As you said, is it in your shoulder? Usually it's not in the shoulder, but where is it? Could be in the throat. Is it in your stomach is the most? Is it in your chest?
The stomach is a really big one.
A lot of people get the stomach. And a lot of people get stomach disorders because feelings are bottled up trapped in there. Yeah. And, you know, there's been a huge amount of research on how anger and other feelings really lower the immune system, contribute to heart disorders and everything else. So this is, by the way, as a peripheral point, great way to keep your body healthy.
Yeah.
Just great. And so that's the first step is, you know, not fighting, not resisting. That's another course we do. We do a whole course in resistance, resisting the feeling, resisting the other person, resisting ourselves. We just want life to be the way we want it to be. And we want to feel what we want to feel, but it ain't. So we get very upset. And that upset is unnecessary. It's just unnecessary. And we're making everybody thinks someone else is making them upset. You're making yourself upset by not knowing how to interact with your feelings. Mm-hmm. It's not your fault, because we all do it.
So, Brenda, I think for the rest of this, I want to transition to the main focus for today, which is relationships.
Okay.
So maybe you can run through all the steps by talking about relationships, because in relationships, that's where people really run into a lot of emotions. If you're isolated and, you know, not in relationship,
you still get emotions.
You get emotions.
No,
but
you do, but that's why you're
not
in a relationship. Maybe now they're wrong.
You think?
That could be why you're not in a relationship, because you can't deal with the emotions that are coming up.
Oh, okay.
And I think it's a very good point. It's such a nice point that Kevin just made. People sometimes do hide. They isolate themselves. They withdraw because they don't want to feel emotions.
Right. Potentially last time you had a relationship, it was a lot of stuff that I didn't like feeling. And so, you know what? I'm just going to go home.
Yeah.
I'm just going to turn my TV on, have a beer,
6 months, yeah. A year.
Or I'm going to Twitter or tweet.
Right.
Yeah.
It could be more than 6 months. It could be 15
it can.
Years.
It can. That's
Many
why
people
I wanted
give
to.
Up. A lot of people give up.
Yeah.
Or they're in grief and they don't know how to get out of it. Somebody right. died. They're done.
So I right. love what you say here. Whoever you are in a relationship with is your partner teaching you what it means to love.
That comes from the Torah, and it is so beautiful. And I have to give it credit. I can't take credit for that. It's such a beautiful, beautiful teaching. Yeah, they say that we think that in our marriage or when we get engaged or whatever, we decide we're boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, partner, whatever, that's the peak. We're at the peak, and it couldn't get any better. And it says, no, that's not true. This is just the beginning.
Yeah,
because whoever is your teacher, whoever is your partner exactly, is your teacher, teaching you what it means to love.
Yeah,
isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
That so these relationships that hurt so much, because as I said that in the relationships course, if you're hurting a lot, it's not love.
Yeah.
Something else is going on. By the way, you might enjoy, I wrote a book called Zen and the Art of Falling in Love. It's not here. It's a wonderful book about relationships.
Yes.
And about Zen practice and releasing as well.
Right.
But it has some important points about that.
Okay, yeah.
It's counterfeit love because real love doesn't hurt.
Yeah. But I love the fact that we pick our partners often unconsciously for reasons that we don't even know. I think one of them is that we know they'll be able to handle things that we know we have to deal with and want to get out, but we don't know how to do that. And we pick a partner who we know is going to be able to help me get to that.
Yeah, or that partner may stimulate that too.
Exactly.
They'll stir it up in you.
Right.
Because, well, this is what Lester said about relationships in that respect. He said, whatever you're repressing and hiding and suppressing, it can't be released if you're not feeling it.
Right.
So people come into your life for the purpose of pressing your buttons.
Right.
For the purpose
right.
of
it's almost
stirring
like a test.
You up. That's
right. Like a little bit of a test to sort of say, hey, you need to check this out. You need to feel this thing because you haven't yet.
That's right. It's a gift. Come feel this even and so but then the next point is what most people don't do, so it can be released.
Mm.
Not so you can stew in your juices, which is what most people do. The person will stir it up, and then it's up to you to let it go. But instead, we get very upset with the person. We say we'll never be in a relationship again. Another thing we say over and over, which I want to make this point, this person doesn't meet my needs.
Right.
That's not love. To take somebody as an object and use them. You've got to meet my needs. That's using someone. Huh? And when we're using someone, it's going to hurt because we're going against the simple laws of love. There are simple, which I love these simple
Go
laws
ahead,
of
give
love.
Give it to us. We'll talk about this.
What are the simple laws? Come on.
Oh, I have so many of them. I didn't bring them with me, but I have simple laws. I mean, but one of them for sure is not to use someone as an object. Or to meet your needs. If you're loving someone, you're loving them for no reason. You're loving them just for being who they are.
Right.
Another,
they don't serve some special purpose to fulfill this part of your life that you need fulfilled. And
no, the only
it's just
way, yes.
they exist on their own.
Yeah, and if you're, they may very well fulfill that feeling. Yeah. However,
naturally.
That's, but you're not using them for that purpose. To use someone is really not love. That's one of the laws of love. It's important because we don't think that. I mean, when I was a therapist, I heard a million times, they're not meeting my needs. First of all, no one can meet your needs. I need to say this except you.
Mm.
That doesn't mean we don't need companionship. We don't need to love, to touch, to make love. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that these deep needs that we feel are insatiable and haven't been really addressed. Truly, the way to fill them is to let go, to release all those painful feelings that you have inside. And then the inner sense of completion, contentment, well-being, it really bubbles up. You've seen that,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
So is that step two?
No, I don't have it written in those many steps.
Yeah,
actually,
curious.
I didn't bring my simple laws of love with me.
That's
I have tons
right.
of them over the years. Another one of them, of course, is about not blaming others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or judging others.
Right.
You know, we're so busy always blaming and judging someone else. This is all distractions, by the way.
Mm.
This is all a way not to face ourselves,
right.
not to feel our feelings. We have 1,000. I mean, this is wrong with him. You get a or her a whole litany. But that another one of the laws is whatever you can't accept in another is something you can't accept in yourself. Yeah. So there are lots of those like that.
That's why I just think relationships are such an opportunity.
They
because
are.
You run into all of
everything.
These dilemmas.
Everything.
You run into the frustrated needs. If you're okay. by yourself and you're used to that, you know, well, I have to satisfy my own needs. But when you're in relationship, yes, you sometimes feel like, oh, good, I'm relieved. I don't really have to satisfy all my own needs. Now I have another person who will do it. And I think it's subconscious.
Well,
and
you
it's
know,
unconscious.
Maybe you don't have any needs. Maybe the only need we have is to love. And hey. To be loving. I think that takes care of all
I like to say loving is a verb.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think it takes care of all the needs.
Yeah.
What are these needs? A lot of them are things we feel from childhood that didn't get taken care of in childhood, and we want it now. That, you know, we still want it. We want our mommy to love us. We want our father to say you're good. It's like a demand from, and I've been through that myself. I mean, it's human. We all go through this. And we'll attract people who remind us of that person, and we demand that this person is going to do what my mommy or daddy didn't do. We just demand it. Or we talk about the repetition compulsion in relationships. If something happened as a child that really hurt you, traumatized you, you repeat it over and over and over again. You will draw that situation to you for one purpose, to release it. However, we do it hoping, oh, this time it's going to be different. With this person, it's going to be different. I'm going to heal that. And actually, it gets worse rather than better. So it all comes down. Do we have a need to heal it? Yes. Do we have a need for our father to say, you're good or I love you? Yeah, the wish is there. But when we release all the feelings around it.
That need goes away.
It goes away, or somebody comes and I'll just tell you. Somebody came in my life recently. This is so interesting. This is what such a strong need for this certain kind of reaction from a person. And this person came and gave me exactly that reaction, and I hated it. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. I didn't want it.
Yeah.
I didn't want it at all. I'm being just so honest. Uh-huh. Here it is. I thought I wanted this so much. And when this finally actually happened, which I wasn't looking for, it wasn't one. I didn't like it. So it's just very interesting. It's complicated. And I just keep releasing. I've been doing the relationships course, so it's up for me as well. When you give a course, all this stuff comes back up and you keep releasing.
You know, I would love to clarify for the audience the steps of the technique, because I know we've been talking a lot about it.
Right.
And I know it involves feeling the feelings
and then releasing them. That's step one. That's step one. You could do that, just that step one, for about 10 years. I'm kidding. But, you know, it's not to rush through it.
Right.
Yeah. It's to get a more understanding of all. It's good to get a perspective a little so you know how to hold it. But that is when I took the course, it took 2 weekends to get the course. Now it's done on mostly CDs. When I give it, it's one full day.
Okay, we have 2 minutes before the break. So we want to recap or actually say all of these steps, because we're going to take callers and you'll demonstrate it for sure.
We haven't done the approval and control.
That's a lot to do so quickly. Okay.
But we can if you want to after the break.
Well, let's do that for a minute. Let's just talk a little bit about...
Do we have time?
Do we have a minute?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is... It's like a lot all at once.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you have to understand this
But this concept is critical.
It is very crucial. It's very compressed. What we go a little bit deeper... We feel the feeling itself,
right.
And then we go deeper into deep programs that we're programmed with, which we talk about and we work on as we go deeper in the process. And Lester said that there are actually 3 or 4 basic programs, which are feelings, which run our lives. So after we feel the feeling, we go deeper. One of them is wanting approval. This is a craving that we have. I want approval from you, from myself. It informs so much of our behavior. And again, approval is not love. It's approval.
Right.
And the more you get it, the more you want it. So one of the things we do is we release the feeling of wanting approval. We feel it. It's another feeling. We release it. And wanting is a feeling of lacking. So we're releasing the feeling of lacking approval. We just let it go. Another one of these programs, which is very crucial, is wanting to control.
Mm-hmm.
I want to control you, me, everything. So again, we ask, is this a feeling of wanting approval or wanting to control? And then we release that feeling of wanting control.
Really, really interesting stuff.
One last one.
Oh, yes.
Yes, there's one
Do
last
we have
one.
Time?
Go ahead.
We've just got a minute, but yes, yes.
Well, the one's even deeper, the last one. Maybe it's too much for now, but we let go of wanting security and safety. Mm. And again, people say, how can I let that go? It's just a feeling, and when you let it go, then you are secure and safe. Mm. You're letting the go of the feeling of lacking security and lacking safety. It's just a feeling.
Very, very nice. And we're going to leave you with that as we go to our musical break. You're listening to The Positive Mind here on WBAI 99.5.
And what do we want people to call about? If they need to, if you want to be released, we would love to have a couple people if they need a little bit of releasing.
Anything or any, just
feel
to,
a feeling.
Or to talk about something connected
yes,
to it.
I'm so glad we don't have to have a question. You can just call in if you have an experience.
212-757-5555 is our very, very nice number here. You can call us during this musical break. And thank you for listening to The Positive Mind. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes.
Once there was a melody that came from the depths of me. That's how it starts. It came from another place, trail I could never trace, no matter how hard. And it's strange how this story's yours now, as it leaves my voice. There was not a choice but to
you. Now you're free.
and that was Release You by Tom Misch and Carmody. I just thought it's one of my favorite songs from a couple of years ago, and I thought it would be kind of perfect, a little too perfect for what we're talking about today. And you're listening to The Positive Mind here on WBAI 99.5 FM. I'm Julian Joiello, Kevin O'Donohue, and Dr. Brenda Shoshana. And we're taking phone calls now. We actually have someone on the line, Herb. Herb, are you there?
Hello.
Hey there, can
Is
you hear
Herb
us?
Is Herb there? How are you, Herb?
I hear a little bit of breathing, I think, maybe.
Hello.
Herb is there.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey there. Can you hear
Hello, my name isn't Herb.
Oh, okay, sorry. Oh,
am I on the air?
Yes you are, sir.
Okay, I was told I would be second.
Oh, okay, well, now you're first.
okay, well, I'll apologize in advance. I have an anxiety condition,
sure.
Recovering from 20 years depression. I love your show and what you guys do.
Thank you.
I listen intently every week, and you may have to stop me on that, but thank you very much.
No, thank you.
And my reason for calling is, as I try to heal myself and the world with, as a membrane between the world within and the world outside, I'm very much attuned to Zen, and the thing that, the critical point that I try to focus on, what I'm trying to reconcile is the idea of when emotions come, the critical point of not denying them, but to acknowledge and honor when these emotions recur, rather than say it's wrong and dismiss it. It keeps recurring, I believe, because it has an important message to give us, and if we didn't get it the first 1,000 times, it keeps coming, and it's like, what am I missing? What am I missing? Mm-hmm. And to acknowledge and honor the feeling in order to reconcile it, to let it go, as opposed to denying or dismissing it, which causes it to come back because it does have something very important to tell us.
Go ahead.
Well, thank you very much for calling in, and I'm so happy that you like the show. You know what? I'm glad you asked that question because it's a very crucial and important question. This process never judges or denies a feeling, ever. I'm very sorry if I gave that impression. Instead, it just asks, rather than wait to learn the message and to, it will tell you the message. But if it's coming back a million times, I would say it's because you haven't let it go. You're holding on to it, waiting to get the message from it. Mm. There's another way to get the message, which is to feel it deeply, to become one with it, to completely accept it and experience it. Make sure you experience it, to feel it, and then you can allow it to leave. If it leaves, it's not like you're not going to learn what it had to say or anything like that. In fact, more may come up. It probably will. And then you just keep, if you go into a stream of allowing that feeling to, Lester said these are energy forms that want to leave. What I've experienced, and others have also, is that when you allow it to keep on leaving, then you, a tremendous insight comes. Mm. This happens to a lot of people. The message that you're waiting for is there, but it comes not from waiting for the feeling itself directly to tell you, which would cause you to hold on to it, but to really allow it to leave and then to allow. And as you do that, it's a process. More will come, and you just keep allowing it to leave. And then your deeper self, which does know the message, it will tell you.
What is your name?
My name is Frank.
Frank, would you be open to releasing right now?
I have a bit of an anxiety surge for the fact that I struggle with sleep. I took a caffeine pill just to wake up for your show, and then I was like, oh, an opportunity to call. Thank you very much, Brenda.
Listen, Frank,
I work
Frank,
on this every day. Yeah.
Listen, Frank, let me make a suggestion. Let me just make an offering. I know you do. I can hear that you do. And I'd love to
and my family are so important to me.
Oh yes,
and I hope they're listening today.
And you know, and your love for your family will only be more intense. You know, when we let these kind of these feelings go, the love bubbles up, and the love doesn't go away, and the connection doesn't go away. I just recommend for you that you look on YouTube because there's a lot of when you're feeling safe.
Sorry, I'm not currently internet connected. I'm computer science major.
Okay. Because there are, you know, when you feel ready, when you don't feel too much anxiety, when you feel safe, you could just try it, even by yourself.
Well, it's a challenge for me because I'm reassessing my relationship with technology because the path my life has taken with the depression, away from the corporate actuarial, and now I'm actually considering becoming a monk and possibly even a Zen monk.
Really?
So when I hear you talk about Zen, I mean, so much of this resonates, and I'm like, I do a lot of journaling with
the
show.
Well, listen, Frank, you know what?
What am I missing? I'm getting all this good stuff, but I still feel I'm missing.
No. Listen, just send me your, my email is topspeaker@yahoo.com. Send me your information and we'll continue.
You write that top speaker?
T-T-O-P speaker at Yahoo, and we'll continue the conversation.
Okay.
And maybe
you
could come to a
family.
Workshop.
Thank you, Frank.
You could come to a workshop.
Frank, thanks for calling us.
I love you guys. Thank you what you do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
We really appreciate your courage calling in too, Frank. Thank you so much.
It wasn't easy. Thank you for letting me and helping me through it. Thank you very much.
We're glad you did.
Thank you.
Love you all. Bye.
Love you too.
Wow, very brave of him. I appreciate it.
Beautiful.
Really,
I hope maybe he'll come and I can help him. Very painful and very hard to share. And he can, he'll come maybe and he can, with others present in the right environment, he can slowly.
And that does help. I have to say, having been in the workshop, having other people seeing them struggle through their awkwardness and difficulty and naming the feeling and just letting the feeling be there helps. It really loosens you up yourself to say, okay, I'm ready.
I'll try.
I can do it
and,
myself.
And you see how happy they feel afterwards and that it's not scary.
Yes.
Just hearing about it could seem very scary, but he's a wonderful man, this Frank.
And he was aware enough to know, okay, it's not right for me to do
the
this
moment.
Right
yeah, you
now.
Have
so
to be gift
to feel.
You have to know what you're doing a little bit when you start this.
So 212-757-5555, 212-757-5555. So if he was going to, let's say, anxiety, I have anxiety every day.
That's a tough one to feel.
It is a tough
That's
one
a really
feel.
Tough one.
And it's different levels. Some people have anxiety that they could just release it in the car. For others, it's so profound they can't, you know, it's different
And we
levels.
Had a caller yesterday. We talked about anxiety, and she said that she wakes up every morning with dread and in dread and that, you know, she, after 5 minutes or something, she has a mantra that helps her take it out. We have another call, Brenda.
Hey, okay. I think this is Herb now. We have Herb here. Can you hear us?
Yeah, H-E-R-B, Herb.
Hey, Herb, how are you?
It's wonderful.
Don't call me a drug. Anyway, I love your show. I'm 83. I haven't had a drink in 48 years. Haven't smoked in 14.
Wow.
I have macular degeneration, peripheral artery disease, you know, because I smoked 54 years. I just want to put in a pitch for Nicotine Anonymous. It's free. You can put a quarter in there, a dollar, or just
do you still
look
get
the other
do
way.
You still get the cravings?
No, because I went to 4 meetings a week for 15 years because I couldn't deal with not smoking.
You know,
I never missed a day in 54 years.
What?
I just couldn't deal. I couldn't pick a day. I would hide when the Great American Smokeout came on. So my big thing is I love this program, and I'm recording it over the other end of the room.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever really felt love. I felt craziness. I went crazy for women. I got stupid. I got silly. But I don't know. Maybe I felt love, but I didn't know I was feeling love.
Yeah.
But I think that's important. I love your show. I love especially Kevin, what Kevin has to say.
Thank you, Herb.
You know, he got a great voice.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I heard the original Sedona when the big guy, whatever, Armand DeMille, was trying to find a guy who started the whole thing, and he was missing.
Lester Levinson was the one who started it,
and
he's not alive now. But he was around a long time.
What was important, Herb, was the releasing itself, what he brought us. You know, Armand, too, what they brought us, these practices.
Well, somehow, you know, I found, like, about 5 tapes of the Sedona Method.
Terrific.
And, it had people up there, and I couldn't get it. I don't know if I got what you were talking about now, but I'm going to practice.
What emotion do you run into a lot nowadays? Do you feel anger?
I feel anger, but I don't let it out.
Right.
I don't act up.
Well, you know,
I punched one guy in my life. That was my wicked stepfather in the bar.
Okay.
Well, it's not about letting it out. Hi, Herb. This is Brenda. It's very nice.
Hi, Brenda.
Thank you so much for calling in. It's great to meet you. You know what? It takes time and practice to really absorb.
How much time have I got? I'm 83.
So what?
You
could have 100 years. 83 is young for these days. You know, just to start it, it's hard to learn it from books and sometimes from CDs. But just to start, just allow yourself to feel. Just to feel whatever you're feeling. That's not really hard to do. Not to think about it. Not to try to get rid of the feeling. Yeah. Not to feel bad about the feeling. Just to feel it and say, hi, how you doing there? And okay, you can go now.
Frank, would you?
This is what sobriety feels like, right?
I think, you know, when these feelings leave, then you will feel love. Because love bubbles up. It just bubbles up.
Herb, we got to thank you for calling. This is Kevin. Encouraging you to call us again. We love hearing from you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You bet.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. You know, because smoking, I mean, when you stop smoking,
it's hard.
Then you start feeling.
That's right.
Right? I mean, people who smoke often will recognize, oh, I don't want to feel this. I'm going to go have a cigarette.
Sure, all addictions are for the purpose of not just so
simply running away from
it. Not feeling your feelings because they're too scary.
Yeah. Very interesting from our callers, Frank and Herb.
Yes. Two men. So where are the women today?
We actually have another caller coming up soon.
Oh, okay.
Her name is Lisa.
Oh, we have a woman calling. Terrific. Yeah, you know, I mean, so it's such an opportunity when you stop your addictions. And don't you think that addictions themselves are a product of not feeling your emotions?
Completely. It's a defense against them.
We have Lisa.
Yes, we do.
Hi.
Hello,
Hi.
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Hi.
So I realized lately that I've got this really intense approval and love issue with about my father, and I've just systematically involved myself with men who were the age of my father when I was born, which is 63.
Oh, wow.
I'm in my 40s now, and I'm closer to that age. It's not so much older anymore, but I've realized with a very good friend who happens to be a therapist, well, a retired therapist, and he's just like, are you looking for a father? And in looking for a father, because of my past relationship, what went on with my father, I sexualize it. And so it's like this deep, deep approval and like intimate need, but it's in the wrong place. And I know it's here now. I know that's what it is. But trying to release it, that's the process that I'm in right now. And I'm in therapy, and we haven't started working on that yet. But
would you like to try it? Would you like to try to release with this method?
Yes, okay. Yes, because it's
great.
It's something. My father's dead now, and it's something that
okay,
I
Lisa,
need.
Let's give it a try.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay. Well,
here is Brenda, the workshop.
Okay.
Lady herself. Go ahead.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Lisa. Hi. Thank you very much for sharing all of your everything that's going on. So this is if we start to release. So just when you think about your father, and this is not about really dwelling on him or the memory, but since you brought it up, what feeling comes up right now inside of you? What feeling do you feel? Do you feel something?
When I think of my father.
Mm-hmm.
It's just this big why.
No, but that's a question. And we see so interesting. not what you're thinking, but what feeling. Mm-hmm. Go into your body and see, because this will be answered by itself. Go into your body and see, we're going out of our head into our body. What do you feel? What feeling comes up?
I feel this feeling in my chest and in my stomach at the same time.
Wonderful.
Right in the middle.
Okay. So
and
now just stay with that. Just stay with that feeling.
Yeah.
Just welcome it. Say, oh, hi. Just stay with the feeling, the pure feeling of it in your chest and in your stomach. Let it be there. Let that feeling be there.
Mm-hmm.
Take a nice breath and just be with it. Right. Good. Very good. Very nice. That's good. That's a releasing breath, by the way. When we welcome a feeling and don't fight it, that beautiful breath that Lisa just took, the feeling is going to begin to leave. Now, if you want to, you could open like a little energetic door around your heart or around your stomach and your mind, and just say the feeling, thank you for sharing. You can leave now. Thank you. It's okay. You can leave. Just say that to the feeling.
Okay. Thank you for sharing. You can leave now.
And allow
it. You can leave.
Yeah, tell it to leave. It wants to go. Allow it to leave. Just allow it to leave and see what that's. Great. Beautiful. Another deep releasing breath. Is it leaving? You're feeling it leaving, right?
Yes.
Just simple like that. It's just leaving. All that tension, that pressure is leaving. So allow it to leave. We don't want to rush this. We want to really savor it. Allow it to leave. So simple now. And now look back again. And is there any more left? What feeling is there now?
There's a little. There. It's weird. It feels like the center is gone.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like some rays around it that still need to come out. But
that's great. No.
It's a process of releasing.
So what we're going to do is just return to whatever's left. Mm-hmm. And do the same thing. Welcome that. Welcome the rays. Welcome whatever is there. Whatever comes, welcome the next thing that comes.
Yeah.
Say, oh, hi, how are you?
Hey.
So nice to see you.
It's going to feel so good. Stuck around.
Yeah. Just welcome. I like your laughing now. That's another thing that happens when we release. We start to laugh. It's pretty normal. We laugh. Great. You're doing great. Beautiful. So she's laughing. She's breathing. So just allow it. Whatever wants to be released will come up by itself. And it really wants to go. We hold on to it. So say, okay, when you're ready, open those doors if you want to. Or just say, okay, you can leave now. You can leave now. Thank you.
You can leave now.
Let it go. You don't need to hold on to that. Great.
Lisa, you're a pro at this. You're gonna do very well at this.
How are you feeling, Lisa?
Okay.
See how beautiful you feel. Wonderful.
Yeah, my legs feel like they're shiny.
Yeah. We get all kinds of wonderful reactions.
Right, we get images.
You did a nice deep release. Now, you're great. You're great. And thank you for sharing with everyone and
thank
releasing
you so much, Lisa.
With us all.
Thank you
now,
so
let me,
much.
Let me tell
thank
you something,
you.
Lisa, sweetheart. This is just the tip of the iceberg. It's a process like riding a bike. You want to learn. There's a lot to practice. It's good to practice with others. It's important to have companions on the pathway to work with. So, maybe you'll join one of our workshops or go online and find some other one that might be appealing to you. There's support communities and everything like that, okay?
Thank you so much for calling.
Is it okay for me to be crying right now?
No, that's not okay. It's wonderful.
That's wonderful.
It's wonderful. It's beautiful. Just now do the same thing with the tears. When we open it up, what's deeper will bubble up, and then you just allow yourself to feel the grief. It's beautiful. Yeah. The grief is beautiful. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing. Brenda.
And then,
you're welcome.
And then keep releasing the grief. And little by this will, and you just get it out of your bones and cells.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Lisa, it's an honor to talk to you. It truly is.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too, sweetheart. Take good care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
How wonderful, Lisa. Wow.
And that was just the first step, you talked about this at the beginning of the show. And you say you can do the first step for 10 years.
That's right. That first step actually is very basic. If we get too much into approval, control, we begin thinking too much.
Yeah. Right.
It's very profound what Lisa did.
It's very nice having someone to guide you and do all the thinking for you while you kind of just
have the experience.
Well,
it's important. It's crucial.
It?
Yeah, because when you're learning it, even after you learn it, even to this day, I have releasing partners. Right. When I started to learn how to release, we had a bunch of we were blessed, as I told friends, and we kept through the years taking courses together, going out to eat, releasing, tonight. Saturday, I'm going out with some releasing friends. We'll have a delicious meal and release.
This is one of the things you need to know when you call Brenda Shoshana. The first question she says, do you want to release?
You want to be my releasing partner? You know, you just told me a story right before the show started about a releasing partner that you had once in a snowball fight.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Take
us out. Take us out with that.
We didn't do the regular releasing process. It was Armand and I many years ago.
Yeah.
We worked together quite a bit when I was doing death and dying work in hospice and also in hospitals and so forth. Mm. And he came with me one night to the JF Kennedy Hospital. We did a program for oncologists. And it was hard. It was intense work. A lot of feelings were coming up for everyone. And we came home, and on the way home, it was snowing. And my mom said, I need a good snowball fight now. He wanted to release his feelings. So we had so much fun. We got out of the car. And we had a fun right near a diner, and we had the best snowball fight.
Can you imagine? Armand DeMille and Brenda Shoshana in a snowball fight.
But it was so much fun. We were just throwing it around. We were just releasing. It was another way of releasing.
Yeah, and we're going to leave you with that wonderful picture. Thank you so much for coming on the show today, Dr. Brenda Shoshana. And you've been listening to The Positive Mind here on WBAI 99.5 FM on every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. You can check out our archives at thepositivemind.com and thepositivemindcenter.com. And if you want to contact our office here, it's 212-757-4488. And if you want to contact Brenda, you can give her an email at topspeaker@yahoo.com. Top speaker.
Beautiful work today.
@yahoo.com. Thank you so much. Here's a little bit of music, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah. With you I stand, but for how long? For how long? But for how long? With you my colors raised, but for how long? For how long? For how long? With you I am harbored, with you there was no distance, but for how long? But for how long? You we drew no lines, with you that was no divide, but for how long? For how long? Cause I wouldn't watch you go and leave, oh, that we know, but love's so hard to hold. Cause I wouldn't watch you go and to the sun, but how it crumbles, how it's gone. With you my voice would carry and drift on through the air, but how it falters when you're not there. Cause I wouldn't watch you go. I will.